We visit with Desmond Cooper at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. He's supervising the effort as turf is being laid on what will be the football and soccer surface. And Desmond, tell us about the process leading up to the laying of the turf. What had to take place first?
Well, what had to take place first was we had to have an excavation company come in and take out the natural grass field that was here. And once they got rid of all the natural grass, they actually installed drain systems, piping, and tying it into the city sewer system. Because this field is capable of draining, I think it's anywhere between 28 inches of water in a day. So they'll still be able to play right after a nice heavy rainstorm. And once that's all the groundwork's done and they leave the rock nice and flat for us, that's when we come in and we start, I call it, we make it pretty. They do all the dirt work, we make it beautiful. So this padding that they're putting down here, it's called an E-layer or a shock pad. What it's designed to do is absorb some shock from falling onto the turf itself. And it also has a dual purpose. It has channels to channel water to the sides of the field. The field has a very slight crown in it, so it's going to channel water to the sides. And this E-layer is supposed to help that as well. After the E-layer goes down, we then in turn put the turf itself on top of the E-layer. And the turf itself has a pile height of 2.25 inches long. And once we are done, we infill that with the sand and rubber. So now you have about 1/4 inch of the padding underneath and 2.25 inches of material for more padding. So when you got that 300-pound lineman falling on you, hopefully it won't hurt as bad, but it still will hurt.
Pretty forgiving. You were showing me pictures of what will be the finished product. I've seen some of those before. What's the process? So the school submits what they would like to see, and then you have those that are able through computers to put the design together, or how's it work?
That's correct. I mean, the school designs what they want. Everything costs a little bit.
Yeah.
They have a center logo that costs a little extra money, and they want the Mobley and Spartans in the end zone that costs a little extra money. And just besides the sheer area of this field having two D zones, that's the area behind the goalposts. This average football field is about 98,000 square feet. This is 102,575 square feet. It's huge. This area is. So
we've got bundles here of the pad, and I assume the turf, does it come in bundles, and where does it come from?
The turf is all made in Dalton, Georgia, and the padding, I'm not sure where the actual padding comes from, to be honest with you. This is a new product that we're actually using. This is the second time we've used it. We just finished up a field at Washington University in St. Louis, and they have the same stuff as well. But the turf comes from Dalton, Georgia. It does come rolled up. The turf for what we call the belly of the field, which is the grid, is 162 feet wide, mm-hmm. because a football field is 160 feet wide. And when the turf's rolled up, it weighs anywhere between 3,000 to 2,500 pounds. But when it's rolled out like this, a nice breeze will blow it away.
Desmond Cooper, so are you from Georgia as well, or are you a local contractor and the company works with you?
No, our company is located out of Plainfield, Illinois, and we travel all over the Midwest. The summertime is our busiest time of the year because football is not being played at the time. But myself personally and a bunch of guys in our crew, I am from Eugene, Oregon. I'm an Oregon Duck.
Wow.
They fly me out here every year to build these fields. I've been doing it for about 18 years now, installing football fields. It's fun. I call it a working vacation. I get to travel the country and build sports fields. So,
tell us about your company, the name of the company, and what maybe just the scope. How many fields do you do during the year?
Oh, wow. Well, the name of the company is Midwest Sports and Turf Systems. And we, like I said, we travel all over the Midwest, everywhere from Minnesota to Wisconsin. We have 3 crews. We actually have a crew going on right now in Champaign, Illinois. They're staying in Champaign. They're actually working at Tolano High School, Unity High School in Illinois there, installing a football, baseball, and we did the soccer field earlier this year there. So on average, we are on our 15th field since we've started in May so far.
Okay, so you're in the process. We're doing this interview on Wednesday the 17th, and it looks like you've got about 20 yards of turf down. So how long will it take to complete the installation of the turf?
Well, if I'm being honest with you, it should only take about 4 days to install it. But because of the weather and the humidity, guys don't seem to move as fast as they normally would. So I'm looking at about 5 days. And also the size of this field. So if you add the D zones, it's about 5 days.
So how do you bring the seams together?
The seams are glued. We have the buckets of glue out there with the green top on it. Yep. And once we get everything laid out, we'll lay out probably up to the 50, and then we'll start bringing the turf out, and then we'll get everything set with string lines, make sure the lines are nice and straight, and they glue the seams together. This whole field is going to be glued together.
How important is the base underneath the field?
Oh, my goodness. The base is the most important part of the process, because the turf and the padding are going to follow any imperfections that the base may have. Okay. It literally has to be almost like a pool table when it's done. I think we are allowed a quarter inch of variances.
How do you work around the goalposts?
Oh, that's the easy part. You just cut the turf. You just cut the turf, we cut it around, and we glue it back down right around the turf.
Desmond Cooper with me. And then, of course, behind the stadium is the baseball field. And so do you do projects like this where you do multi-fields?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, we have a crew right now in Unity High School in Tolano. We did their soccer field earlier. They're there currently doing their football field, and they will be doing their baseball field as well. So we do this a lot. We're going to be doing the infield area of the baseball field here at Mobley High School.
Very good. Well, your crew, are they all from the same general area, or do you all come from all over?
We come from all over. Like I said, I'm from Eugene, Oregon. There's a gentleman out there. We got another gentleman from Oregon. Two people from Medford, Oregon. We have two guys from Oakland, California. And believe it or not, the owner of the company, his son, goes to Mizzou. He's out there with his hands on his hips and the green shirt. That's the owner's son.
Well, you're getting a good taste of Missouri heat and humidity, but we welcome you. You got kind of your Oregon Duck neon working there, don't you?
Yeah, everybody laughs at me because I have long sleeves and pants on and a big straw hat, but I don't like slapping on sunscreen every time.
Surely, Desmond,
minutes.
Somebody has told you Dana Altman coached junior college at Mobley, right? Your coach.
I didn't know that. I knew he came from Creighton University in Nebraska, but I didn't know that.
There you go.
We love Dana Altman and Eugene, trust me.
Well, we're happy for turf, especially after last season. It was such a mud fest, and it is the trend of the future, isn't it?
It is the trend of the future, but, you know, for the old school football players, guys, you're supposed to, when you get tackled, you're supposed to be dirty when you come up.
That's right.
Your uniform's still going to be clean.
Great to meet you, Desmond, and best of luck with the project.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Desmond Cooper, my guest, as the project continues to turf Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium.